Chuck and Kelly, let's talk to our financial analyst, Steve Boucher. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, so GE, big announcements this week. I mean, they cut their dividend, but they're getting out of some peripheral businesses. As far as GE Power and GE Global Research, which are, you know, Schenectady and Niskayuna, they're going to stay, but there could be big cuts there. I guess we're still waiting for the impact, right, as to how it will be impacted locally?
Correct. Supposedly, we're not supposed to be affected as much, but we know in hindsight everything's crystal clear, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some cuts coming down the pike for workers in the Capital Region area that work for GE. GE went through one of the saddest days ever back in 2009 when it cut its dividend, but back then it was because of the economy. This week, they cut their dividend by 50% because the business can't afford to pay it. And GE, it's like the Titanic. It's a ship that they can't turn around quick enough. It's going to be slow coming, and they made some really major moves. It's a pathetic stock to own. Unfortunately, Chuck, a lot of people in the Capital Region area think of GE as being near and dear to their heart, and they're overweight it, and they really shouldn't be overweight any stock, especially the stock.
Well, how do you feel about it long term? Can they right the ship?
I don't like the stock at all. I think there's too much that they need to do. A lot of people feel it could be a value stock because we're down under $18 a share. We're down about 45% year to date. And you have to remember, back in the year 2000, GE was $58 a share. We're so far away from that while the market has just gone, sky high. GE, anybody who's owned GE has suffered for a long, long time unless they bought at the low in 2009 at $5.50 a share. And they made a little bit of money, but most investors have suffered with this stock. I do not like buying it, even though it could be a value trap. It could go up a little bit, but long term, I think they have too many problems.
So the owner of Chobani got a start here in New York, and it's now the top yogurt brand, I think, in the world. And so suddenly, instead of expanding the empire in New York, they have decided to build a $21 million research center in Idaho.
Yeah, this was interesting. I mean, he went to SUNY Albany. It's a success story. It's a huge company, and they're going to build, over $20 million research center. And basically, He came out and said that he felt that the workers were more entrepreneurial, that you can go on a handshake. That says a lot. That's almost a slap in the face with the workers that we have in the Capital Region area and upstate New York. I mean, I think we have a pretty good quality of a workforce, but doing business in New York State is difficult, it's expensive, and there may be more to this than meets the eye.
And one other thing, the general manager of the new casino in Schenectady is supposedly leaving on her own for other opportunities. We don't really know if she was pushed or jumped, but the casino's underperforming. And I know we said it might be 2 or 3 years before we really know how it was going to do. Do you think, is it too soon to say it's going to be in trouble?
You know, I hate to say this because, you know, a lot of money went into this project locally and it should do well, but we've talked several times. Casinos in general, I just don't see how they're going to survive. And it's great in the first year. A lot of people are going there. But this is no surprise to me that the casino, not only our casino in Schenectady, but all throughout the state, the casino numbers just aren't making it. It's way below projections. And as I said, it's no surprise to me. I don't know of anybody who actually goes there, who goes to dinner there. I never have anybody say, hey, you want to go to the casino? So that alone, and I like to go out, but nobody ever mentions going to the casino. It'll be interesting how this plays out.
Particularly troubling because it's new, first year, and in a good economy. You're right. So, hey, you can check out Steve every Saturday noontime at WGY. 720-3333, offices in historic downtown Troy and in Saratoga Springs, Boucher.com. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you, Chuck. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Steve.